Right, we are going to head into the next part of our true story from the Bible. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 21, and then 36 to 40. Let's find out what happens next after the disciples receive the Holy Spirit.
Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah.
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles,
Brothers, what shall we do?
Peter replied,
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them,
Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
Well, thank you very much indeed for listening so well, boys and girls, and mums and dads as well. And we're going to look at that passage just for a few minutes together this morning from Acts chapter 2. Now, those of you who were here last week or who are watching last week will remember that we saw that Jesus went back into heaven. Now, sometimes you might have thought, does that mean the end of the story about Jesus? Where is Jesus now? He's in heaven. Is that the end of the story? How can people trust in Jesus if they can't see him anymore? And how can people talk about Jesus when he's not around to talk about? Well, that is where our passage comes in. And it's an amazing passage, boys and girls, because we're going to see in this true story from the Bible, the gift of the Holy Spirit meant that we can keep trusting in Jesus and we can keep talking about Jesus. We can keep trusting in Jesus. We can keep talking about Jesus. Now, can anyone tell me the special name that we talk about this event in the Bible? There's a special name that it gets given when the Holy Spirit is sent. Someone stick your hand up nice and high. Who knows the name of it? Sammy, do you know the name of the day? Not so sure. Owen, how about you? Pentecost, that's great, brilliant. So Pentecost was a really, really important day, boys and girls. Just like a few weeks ago, we saw that really important day when Jesus Christ died on the cross. That was a really important day in history. And it was a really important day in history when Jesus rose again. That was a really important day. And it was a really important day when Jesus went back to heaven. That was a really important day. Well, another really important day in history, in Bible times, is Pentecost, when Jesus gave his spirit to the church. Now, I was thinking, I wonder what it was like to be there at the time. And so I was trying to go around my office earlier and trying to find my old Mark Wiltshire phone, which some of you have seen me use over the course of the last year. But I couldn't find it anyway. But I thought, why don't I try and FaceTime the Apostle Peter? Because they've got some quite clever technology now these days. So I'm going to try and FaceTime the Apostle Peter. Let me see if I can do that. Let me give it a go. Let me see if I can do this. Let me try and...
Hello, who is this?
Hi, Dave. This is Dave. Is that the Apostle Peter?
Yeah, it is. Dave, something amazing has just happened.
Oh, I can see it has, Peter. It looks like your hair has caught on fire. Have you been too close to an outdoor heater or something like that?
No, Dave. It's incredible. I was with all the other disciples in a prayer meeting, and then we heard this deafening noise, and a load of wind blew through our room.
It sounds like being in a marquee at Word Alive.
It was better than that, Dave. And then all these flames appeared on our heads.
Are they real flames, Peter?
Real flames, Dave.
Well, you know, in the Old Testament, fire is a picture of God's presence and his holiness. It must mean the Holy Spirit has come to live inside you, Peter.
I think so, Dave. And so we started praising God in all sorts of different languages.
Did people naturally speak different languages, Peter?
Well, that's the amazing thing, Dave. We all went outside and there were loads of people visiting Jerusalem from all over the world. And people from all over the world don't understand it when we talk about Jesus. But after the Holy Spirit had come, suddenly people understood what we were saying.
Which was?
That everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
That is amazing, Peter.
It sure is, Dave. But I need to go and keep talking to people about Jesus. They all want to find out more. Bye.
Bye, Peter. Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, that was pretty impressive, wasn't it, hearing to Peter? That was amazing, wasn't it? Peter used to be really, really nervous about trusting Jesus and talking about Jesus. I don't know if you remember, in the Bible, we read that Peter was so nervous about trusting in Jesus when he was arrested that he did something really, really sad. Can anyone remember what Peter did just before Jesus died on the cross? Yeah. He said he didn't know Jesus. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. He denied Jesus. That's right. Do you want to go to the next slide, Fadi? That's brilliant. Peter had denied Jesus. And to be honest, I find that it's very tempting to kind of say I don't know Jesus as well. Sometimes I find it hard to trust in Jesus. And I find it hard to talk about Jesus when I'm trying to talk to people who don't know Jesus, maybe at school or my friends who don't come to church. I find it really, really hard. But then don't forget, boys and girls, that Jesus died and then he rose again and he forgave Peter for denying him. And then Peter trusted in Jesus. Jesus said, "You can be in my team, I forgive you." And then Jesus went to heaven. And maybe Peter thought, well, what good could I do for Jesus now? Jesus has forgiven me, but I feel a bit nervous. I'm a bit afraid of talking about Jesus. But then Pentecost happened, the amazing gift of God's Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was given to the church. And when the Holy Spirit came on the apostles, people like Peter, he was once really, really nervous and he denied Jesus. But now he became this amazing preacher. And he preached the gospel and he told loads and loads of people about Jesus. He talked about Jesus and other people who were listening trusted in Jesus. And the way that they showed that they had trusted in Jesus and had said sorry for living lives their way. Do you know what happened to them? They were all baptized. And hopefully before very long here at Highfords, we'll be able to have some baptism service. Because I know some people at Highfords have become Christians in the last few months and want to be baptised. And if you've seen it here, we take this stage away and someone goes down into the water and comes up again. Because they show that they're trusting in Jesus now. And the amazing thing is, boys and girls, because Jesus had given the Holy Spirit to the church at Pentecost, we can be sure that he'll give the Holy Spirit to anyone today. Whatever background we're from, whether we are Welsh, whether we're French, whether we're Japanese, whether we're Jordanian, whether we speak English, whether we can't even speak, if we can trust in Jesus, God will give us his Spirit and he'll help us to talk about Jesus too. Now, this one's for the slightly older of you here. Maybe some of the older children and the parents will like this. There's a great cartoonist in America called Gary Larson, who I really love his cartoons. And this is a cartoon that Gary Larson did about when you ever try to talk to a dog. Okay, let me show you this. What we say to dogs. Okay, Ginger, I've had it. You stay out of the garbage. Understand, Ginger? Stay out of the garbage. That's what we say to dogs. This is what dogs hear. Blah, blah, Ginger. Blah, 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 Ginger, blah, 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 blah. And I think that if you've ever had a dog, that's kind of what happens. They maybe know their name, but they don't know much else. Now, maybe you're seeing that slide on the screen, you think, that's a bit unfair for dogs. Like, what about cats? And I know some of you are a bit catty, or like cats, I should say. But if you're a kind of catty type person, here's the cat one. Well, Fluffy, you've clawed the furniture for the last time. I'll not tolerate that behaviour anymore. That's what we say to cats. This is what cats hear. They don't have a thing. They're totally stupid cats. It's even more offensive to cats. I don't like cats at all. But I love dogs. But the thing is, when I see those pictures, and that reminded me about when I try to talk to some of my friends about Jesus. You know, I can say things like, God loves you, Annie, and Jesus came to die on the cross, and if you trust in him, Annie, you can be saved. But then what Annie hears from me is, blah, blah, Annie. Blah, 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 Annie. And they don't really understand it. They just understand the word Annie, but they don't understand what it means to say God loves you. They don't know what it means to say Jesus died on the cross. And we can find it really, really hard. Do you remember how Agent Allen had that message to get out? And he had all those different languages. He didn't understand the message and he couldn't get it across. And how can people understand it if they can't understand the message? Can anyone remember what the message was? Can anyone remember what the message was that Agent Annie had to say? Can you remember? Look, I'll give you a clue. I'll put it up on the screen. There it is. Can anyone get that? Now, I'd have no idea even how to pronounce some of those words. But I know in English, it means this. So why don't we all say these words together after three. One, two, three. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts 2, verse 21. And the amazing thing is, now that God has given the Holy Spirit to people, that means that people can trust in Jesus now. You know, in order to understand about Jesus, in order to trust in Jesus, in fact, in order to talk about Jesus, that's quite a hard thing to do. We need a lot of courage to do that. We need the help that God gives us. But do you know what, boys and girls and mums and dads and those friends watching today? Exactly what we need is exactly what God has given to us. He has given us his Holy Spirit so that we can trust in Jesus. We can turn from our sins and we can talk about Jesus to our friends, which means that even though Jesus is in heaven today, his mission is a mission unstoppable and no one will ever stop that mission going on. So here's a question I've got for you back in your groups that you're sitting with today is, who could you talk to about Jesus? Who could you talk to about Jesus? And maybe we could all think of someone in our family. Maybe you want to mention a name that we could talk to. And maybe while we're in our little groups, I'm going to give you 1 minute to do that. And why not pray for that person as well at the same time? Is that okay? So I'll give you 1 minute just to talk in your little groups and then we'll come back together. Okay.